This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. So I guess it's easier than you think to overdose on Tylenol. And scientists have figured out why Tylenol is now the number one reason we have acute liver failure in this nation and in the Western world for that matter. And we really underestimate how much our Tylenol is messing with our liver. Scientists finally figured out why, so I'm going to tell you. So many of you are like, all right, well, then if Tylenol's bad, I'll just go to ibuprofen. Now there's a study about ibuprofen saying it doesn't work for back pain. So, okay, if you can't take your ibuprofen, you can't take your Tylenol, you can't reach for the pain pills because those are harder to get, what can you do? Well, that's why these states are, you know, legalizing marijuana faster than they could spell marijuana. The doctor who I guess was behind the alkaline diet is now facing jail time. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about self-driving cars. They're getting better. They are actually getting better. I guess they're now going to be testing them on California roads. I got into a lot of accidents when I lived in California. L.A. But they're actually going to be testing them more and more. However, what they really, I don't think, are ready for are the bicycles, which screw you and me up all the time anyway. So that's still a problem. There's a student who sued Linfield College and I guess Phi Kappa Alpha fraternity because a hazing incident cost him his eye. Not good. And a man's pancreas calcifies because he was drinking 5 shots of vodka every day for 15 years. And actually, I'm looking at a pancreas that is completely calcified. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877, sorry, my nose is running. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm a little bit out of sorts today. Sorry, guys. I had a rough night. It's weird. I talk about my dreams sometimes because I like to interpret dreams, and I love interpreting dreams, even though I really don't think, you know, there's a real science behind that. I know there's a lot of different theories and different, you know, ways to go about dream perception and dream meaning. But this was weird. Okay. First, I'm a little embarrassed to say I am finally watching Band of Brothers. I have been trying to catch up on all the Game of Thrones and the Breaking Bad and all the other shows. I haven't seen Downton Abbey. I haven't. I don't know because I'm afraid it's going to be like a chick flick. I don't really like a lot of those. Okay, but I've been dying to see Band of Brothers, and it wasn't on cable, and I guess my husband found it. I should have just bought the DVD set, but we don't have a DVD player. So here we are in 2017. I'm finally seeing Band of Brothers, which I've wanted to see. So I guess in my dream, this is so stupid. Okay, so in my dream, I'm in the middle of World War II. Okay? And that's kind of what Band of Brothers is. It's actually very, very fascinating. If you haven't seen Band of Brothers, you need to. It's phenomenal. And so, yes, I've seen 24. I've seen all 24. Finally, I could get Homeland on Showtime. So I'm going to be seeing Homeland also. Yeah, look, I'm a little behind the curve, but that's okay. So I'm in the middle of World War II, and everybody's, you know, fighting and shooting, you know, bullets, and it's just really, really bad. And so I have to jump from the plane with the other paratroopers. Okay, and I do. And I jump from the plane. Well, there's something wrong with my chute. Right? Don't you guys have those dreams where you're falling, you know, and you're like, I'm going to die, whatever? Well, rather than me dying from the chute not opening up, on the ground is Michael Fassbender. Okay? Yeah, I swear. And he is handsome, and he's in his, you know, fatigues, and he catches me. And so, you know, of course I'm, you know, in his arms and, you know, we landed in a place where there's not a lot of firing, you know, so we kind of go near a secluded area of trees and I'm like, look, you saved my life. So, you know, I'm yours. So right as he's about to kiss me and right as we're about to, you know, make fireworks of our own, he just drops me and leaves. So I sit there and I start to cry. And then who comes over? My husband, Corey. He comes over. He looks sexy in the fatigues and all that. And he picks me up and takes me away. And the dream's over. Now, what the hell does that mean? Okay, so I think if I have to interpret my dream right, okay, one is I got a lot of insecurities. Because whenever you're falling out of a plane and you don't know what the heck you're doing, it feels like you're losing control or you have a lot of insecurity. Okay, so that's kind of what that means. And I get that. And I'm very, very insecure. Okay, have you guys seen my butt lately? Yeah. Okay, then I think certain people in your dream are people that you like, that you fancy. And I fancy Fassbender. Fassbender's very fancy. And I would love to fancify him. I think Tom Brady was running around the movie too, or in my head. I think Tom Brady might have been there also. Shirtless. Anyway, so now in your dream, you're finally with somebody you want to be with, and then they just drop you and leave. To me, that signifies I never have a chance. I never had a chance. I never will have a chance. So don't go there, because I'm just going to get hurt and disappointed. And then who comes to my rescue? My husband, Corey, who's always been there for me and who always will be. So I think my dream is trying to tell me, number one, I really should have seen Band of Brothers years ago because I think it came out in 2001. Okay, so it's trying to tell me, look, you're going to have these stupid dreams because you know, should have watched a show when you should have. Two is don't even try to be thinking about these fancier, you know, stars that don't even know you exist, okay, because it's, you know, you're not all that, and that I got, okay, I really got, you know, that was delineated by Michael Fassbender's complete drop of me, although I actually found that pretty cool that he could actually lift me. You know, not a lot of men could lift me in my current state, so I thought that was pretty good. And then you know, who I got is amazing and is the best thing for me and saves me. And so I thought that was a pretty interesting dream. Why I'm nervous is because my husband hasn't talked to me this morning. And if I, in my dream, said Michael or Fassbender, he's going to be upset. He's going to be thinking that I was having a sex dream. So if he listens to the show, honey, it wasn't that. It was you all along. And there's just something about parachutes. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Look, I am not messed up. Okay, at least I'm honest about my dreams. All right, I'm honest about my dreams. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Tylenol poisoning, or acetaminophen, the main ingredient in Tylenol. It's a lot easier to overdose on that than you think. We've talked about this many times on air. And I guess you're going to see a lot of studies and medical news this week on discussing how your use of Tylenol could be worse on your liver than cancer, hepatitis, cirrhosis. And all you're doing is popping some Tylenol. You know, a little while back, they said pregnant women maybe shouldn't be popping Tylenol as well because we thought it was the safest thing for babies. Or it was the safest thing in pregnancy, and they thought that maybe it could actually affect the reproductive system of babies. So we aren't, I mean, when the babies later reach puberty, of course, right? So, you know, don't underestimate anything that's over the counter. And this is very frustrating news you know, coming around the bend now, because many of your doctors will not prescribe you anti-inflammatories like the Motrin, Naproxen, Celebrex, Vioxx is off the market. These anti-inflammatory type medications that are out there, whether they're the COX-2 or the basic NSAIDs, because we're worried about your heart. We're worried about your stomach lining. We're worried about your kidneys. So we say, you know what, Tylenol is safer. No, but Tylenol is toxic to the liver. We've known that. We've known that Tylenol could hurt the liver for decades. But we didn't realize just how little. So, acetaminophen is the main ingredient in Tylenol here in America. Paracetamol is what they use in Europe. Okay? And the number one cause of acute liver failure is acetaminophen use. Okay? So, what does the liver do? Well, we've talked about the liver. The liver filters and it detoxifies your blood. Okay? So, as you eat, and the blood gets the what you ingest, the blood has to take it to the liver to detoxify before it goes off to the brain. And so the liver, as it does this, it also breaks down cholesterol, breaks down lipids. It'll produce proteins. If you don't have enough proteins, it'll make protein. The liver also makes bile. This bile is what drips down into the gallbladder, such that when you do need bile to digest your foods and your fats, it'll squirt that out. It's an organ that does so much. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because when an organ does so much, not every cell in the body or not every cell in the liver does the same function. So the liver is such that it has groups of cells that function as units. And these functional units have to communicate with each other and communicate within themselves. Now, the liver is one of the very few organs that can actually regenerate itself. So the liver can repair itself. It's a brilliant organ. I mean, not as good as Wolverine, but it can regenerate itself. So if it can regenerate itself, then why does a little bitty Tylenol? I mean, why do we have to be so fearful of a Tylenol? And that's why so many people blow this off. They're like, oh yeah, the liver can regenerate itself, so if I take too much Tylenol one day or I pop too many Percocet, I'll be fine. No, because it could irreversibly damage the liver. So researchers from the University of Edinburgh, they looked at some mouse liver cells, they looked at human liver cells, and they figured out why. So they looked at these tight junctions. These are these cell connections, okay, that allow the cells to function properly and stay within their groups. Excessive acetaminophen will disrupt these tight junctions. So now they either can't communicate with each other or they can't stay solid. So liver failure, just like heart failure, kidney failure, when the cells can't do what they need to do or the cells die, you have enough of those cells, then that part of that organ can't function. So just like with the heart, if you have heart cells that die from a heart attack or lack of blood flow, then that heart can't function and do what it needs to, pumping blood, it fails. Same thing with kidneys. Renal failure, when your kidney cells can't do what it needs to do, you know, maybe there's a big kidney stone causing backflow of urine. Maybe it's medication you're taking. Maybe it's genetics, but when you're, or diabetes, but when your kidney cells can't do what they need to do, then you have kidney failure. So that's where the failure comes in. So what are some signs and symptoms of somebody going into liver failure? Well, they get jaundiced. That yellow color to the skin and the eyes, it's because of the bile backup and the lack of metabolism. You get fatigue, you get weak, because the toxins that should be metabolized and dealt with through the liver aren't. You could also bleed easily because you're not making the proper proteins to allow you to clot. You could have nausea, diarrhea, confusion, a bunch of things. Liver failure is not fun. So if scientists know now how Tylenol affects the hepatocytes, the liver cells, they can maybe figure out how to, one, make a medication such as Tylenol that doesn't affect the hepatocytes, or figure out a way how to reverse the damage and help them remain alive and well. So how much acetaminophen is toxic? Well, if you take more than 4 grams a day, you could be overdosing. You're like, Dahlia, I don't take 4 grams a day. Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look at your extra strength Tylenol or your extra strength acetaminophen. That's 500 milligrams. And what if you take 1 to 2 every 4 hours? And then you forget 4 hours because you're in a lot of pain. So maybe you take it in 2 or 3 hours. So if you're taking 1 to 2 pills, let's say you take 2 pills of those, that's 1,000 milligrams. So let's say you wake up in the morning at 6 a.m. and you take that. Then around lunchtime, you take it again. Then you come home from work, you take another couple Tylenol. Then you're like, there's no way I could sleep. Let me take 2 more before I go to bed. There's your 4 grams. It is so easy. Yeah, and let's say, you know what, yeah, the doctor gave me some pain pills, so I'll, you know, take a pain pill in the middle if the Tylenol isn't cutting it. Well, there's some more acetaminophen. Now, remember, with Lortab and Vicodin, it used to have 500 milligrams of Tylenol. Now they cut it down. I think they got rid of Lortab. And now your Vicodins and your Percocets and many of your pain medicines have only 325 milligrams. But still, that's a lot. Three of those can equal a gram. So you start to pop more because you think there's less Tylenol, you could still be, you know, in trouble. Now, knowyourdose.org gives us a bunch of medicines over the counter that actually have Tylenol. Remember I talked to you about Tylenol PM and many generic forms of sleeping aids that you could take at night? Well, they have Tylenol. When you have some of these sleep aids, they, you know, is it Nidol that helps you get your Z's? I have to double check what that was. It was a commercial years ago. Benadryl is what makes you sleep. So they said, according to this, some over-the-counter brand name drugs that could contain acetaminophen is your Actifed, your Alka-Seltzer Plus, Anacin, Cepacol, Contac, Coracetin, Dayquil, Dimetap, Dristan, Excedrin. When I take an Excedrin migraine, yeah, it's got caffeine. Yeah, it's got aspirin, but it also has acetaminophen. Feverol, Formula 44, Goodies Powders, Liquiprin, Midol. Oh, Midol. Whew. Man, you know how much Midol I took? I would overdose in the morning on that Midol when I'd have my cramps when I went to school. Mucinex. Mucinex has it. NyQuil. Panadol, Robitussin, St. Joseph Aspirin Free, Singlet, Sinutab, Sudafed, Theraflu, Triaminic. For those who joined us, we're talking about how easy it is to overdose on Tylenol because you're only supposed to be taking, you cannot take more than 4 grams a day. If you take 4 grams a day, that's toxic, even in one day. And there's all these other products that you may not realize that you're mixing. Sinutab, Sudafed, Theraflu, Triaminic, Tylenol brand products, Vanquish, Vicks, other store brands. And it, you know, so, you know, the first thing I think about is like when I have the flu or if I get sick, okay, I'm going to be hitting some of the sinus medication. I'll probably hit some of the Dayquil. If I'm having some pain, I'll take some Tylenol. Maybe if it's really bad, I'll take some Excedrin migraine. To go to bed, I'll probably take some Tylenol PM. You see how throughout a day, 24 hours is a long day. That is a lot of hours. And you taking a couple pills don't last you many times past 8 a.m. if you're popping them at 6. Right? So it's so easy. Now, let's look at some prescription drugs that contain the acetaminophen. It'll look like APAP, A-P-A-P, on your bottle. So Butalbital, Endocet, Furoset for your headaches, Hicatab, Hydroset, Hydrocodone, Bitartrate, Lortab, Midrin, Norco, Oxycodone, Percocet, Phenofen, Roxaset, Cetapep, Tapinol, Tramadol, Tylenol with codeine, Tylox, Ultraset. Ultraset is your Ultram with the acetaminophen, Vicodin, Zidone. So, and you know, there's tons of brand or generic versions. So the reason why I'm telling you guys this is the liver is very difficult to replace. There's not a lot of liver donors out there. So if you go into liver failure, and we aren't even talking about drinking a little bit. We're not even talking about all the over-the-counter or the pharmaceutical medications that you could also be taking that could bother the liver. Do not abuse your liver. And you need to be really cognizant of the pills we're taking. Now, when we come back, there's a report that ibuprofen does not work with back pain. All right, so what can you do? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So here's my thing. I don't know if you guys are thinking the same thing. All right, so as you guys know, I'm a little bit older than 20, right? Okay, you guys, I think you guys figured that out. And, you know, my looking at the medical news, to me, is kind of depressing. Because, it's only supposed to get worse from here, okay, in terms of our health. Doesn't that stink? You know, I'm like, I'm going to exercise. I'm going to try to keep my weight down. I'm going to, be active. I'm going to visit, my husband chiropractor. I'm going to get my regular mammograms. I'm going to get my screens, etc. And I get busy, and I don't do everything I'm supposed to. And then, no big deal, because if I do run into some pain or I have some issues, I know what to do. I got some Tylenol. I could go to ibuprofen. I could go here. I could go here. And it seems to me that the more we discover, the less options we have. You know, and the idea that the pain medication is going to be more difficult to get bothers me, even though I don't use pain medication. And I got some left over from, you know, when I've had surgery because I've never needed it. I've been so scared to use it. But having taken care of patients for years who were in real pain and having had episodes of pain, you know, once you pass a kidney stone, once you, you know, deliver a baby, once you have surgery, you know what real pain could be. And I'm scared. I am so scared. I don't want to be in pain. And yes, sometimes I have the worst migraine ever. Sometimes I have some real bad back pains. And yes, I've had episodes, but luckily it's gone away, thank God. And I thank God every day that I'm not in chronic pain. And so when I see all the changes that are occurring, and understandably so, I realize that opiate overdoses are on the rise and they're rampant and it's dangerous and, you know, kids are, you know, taking the parents' Percocet for funsies. You know, yes, something has to be done, but I'm getting scared that by the time I will need this, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, it won't be there or it will be so difficult. And, you know, right now I think the world is kind of scared, especially in America. You know, those in pain, how they're going to get their medications. And I told you that one of my listeners had written saying, you know, the pharmacy won't give them the medication. Pharmacy won't. They say, sorry, we're out. Well, because remember, the pharmacies were sued and fined for giving out narcotics. You know, I mean, you know, when the government wants to stop things from happening, that this is how they stop things from happening. And this push to stop doctors from prescribing and pharmacies from giving out pain prescriptions may knock down some of the overdose deaths, but we have so many innocent victims caught in the crossfire with this one. So I don't know what the answer is. So what many of us doctors have said is, look, see what you can do with Tylenol for breakthrough pain. And you know, I said the same thing. I'm like, look, if you have to make that Lortab or that Vicodin or that Percocet or that Oxyset or Roxyset last, you know, maybe take some Tylenol for breakthrough. Well, if they aren't getting adequate pain control, they're going to be popping that Tylenol a lot more than they need to. Remember, 8 extra strength pills a day is enough to be toxic, possibly lethal. So we have a problem. All right, well, then, Dr. Dahlia, they got ibuprofen. Tell them to mix it up with some ibuprofen. Well, now we have a study on ibuprofen. And they say only 1 in 6 feel like it does anything. So they say adults are taking these, and those that are taking them 3 times more likely will suffer stomach ulcers. Experts say that the findings highlight the urgent need to look elsewhere for treatments to cure twinges in the back. Exercise appears to be the only effective option. Now, for those of you with spinal stenosis, those of you with failed back surgery syndrome, disc herniations, facet syndrome, it's easier said than done. However, physical therapy, controlled exercise is very valuable. Now, they say it is believed that back pain is going to affect 4 in 5 people at some point in their lifetime. You see why I'm scared? And they say most cases are caused by lifting heavy objects or bending awkwardly. I don't even know it's that. I think the back pain I'm starting to get is because I used to run. There's only so much your back can take when you run on asphalt and sidewalks and hard surfaces. You know, the last x-ray I had, you could see my thoracic spine just kind of fuse into each other. Well, that's what happens when it's boom, 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 when you're jogging. That's why my back is like that. Stop it. Be nice. Vertical. It was a vertical. Okay, you know what? You guys, stop it. Anyway, recent research has found that Tylenol is relatively ineffective, and opioids provide little benefit as well. So they say exercise is considered the primary option for many sufferers. Stretches have proved to work. Now, see, I'm married to a chiropractor, so I love chiropractic, and I teach at an osteopathic school at Toro University, Nevada. So I love what the students can do in terms of osteopathic manipulation and certain modalities that they can do for the pain. And these patients are reporting that, gosh, they feel so much better. Now, can it long-term handle a spinal stenosis? I don't know. I don't have spinal stenosis, but I do know that when I have had chiropractic done, it helps. It stopped my migraines, but you got to keep it up. So anyway, they looked at 35 trials that involved more than 6,000 patients taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And you guys get this non-steroidal versus steroidals. You could take steroids. And we know how bad that could be if you're taking them long term. could cause you to have diabetes, weight gain, adrenal insufficiency. So, you know, there's steroids and then there's the non-steroids. And the non-steroids that deal with inflammation, because steroids deal with inflammation, your non-steroidal anti-inflammatories are your ibuprofen, your Motrin, your naproxen. Okay? And I interchange the names, between brand and generic. They say adults using the common medication were nearly three times more likely to suffer from stomach ulcers and bleeding. Study author Professor Manuela Ferreira said back pain is the leading cause of disability worldwide and is commonly managed by prescribing medicines like anti-inflammatories. But now our results show that anti-inflammatory drugs provide very limited short-term relief. They do reduce a level of pain, but only very slightly, and arguably not of any clinical significance. So, why take the risk, which is a concern? Now, what about yoga? Well, yoga seems to be amazing. There was a major medical review that looked at yoga. You know, stretching, breathing exercises, balance, mobility enhancement. So there's a lot of things that yoga can provide. And researchers at the University of Maryland found yoga was twice as likely to improve the condition than simply doing back exercises. Now, this is what I think we need to do. I told you how scared I am and how, you know, the older we get, we're going to be dealing with issues. Why aren't we in grade school teaching kids certain physical therapy modalities, teaching kids about yoga? You know, what I learned as a child in PE, in terms of working out, and you know, I remember. You know, you remember a lot of things as a kid. And why not have, you know, 15 minutes on Monday, right? You know, let's say PE is only twice a week, right, in grade school. Well, one, I think PE should be every day, but mix it up a little bit, right? English class, we're going to go on a hike while I read you the Shakespeare or we talk about that poem. You know, history class, I'm going to talk to you guys, but we're going to do it while we're walking. You know, yeah, because what do kids do when they sit in a seat, right? You know, when they, after a while they get bored, they stop listening. They have to be sometimes very active when they do it, so why not introduce more activity, right, when you do, when you teach? And so I think yoga would be excellent. Let's say a teacher wants the students to remember the capitals, state capitals. California, Sacramento. Nevada, Carson City. Arizona, Phoenix. Okay? Utah, Salt Lake. So the teacher says, all right, guys, but we're going to do this doing yoga poses or working on our balance, etc. And, you know, because what ends up happening is you ask your typical 50-year-old man to start doing yoga, he'll be like, say what? I'm not going to do yoga. That's a girl thing. It's not a girl thing. I can't tell you how many men do yoga. And so you doing certain stretches on your own, right, and doing certain meditation or certain breathing techniques could really help. But we don't learn that. And so people aren't going to go to a yoga class. They're going to be too embarrassed to go. Everybody's worried they're going to fart in the middle of yoga class. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history of physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so as we're testing more of these robotic cars or these self-driving cars in California, we're finding out that they're getting better. All right? They are getting better at noticing pedestrians. They can pick up squirrels. They can pick up birds. They can monitor other cars. The problem is they have difficulty with bicycles, like we all do. According to UC Berkeley research engineer Steven Schlatterer, Bicycles are probably the most difficult detection problem that autonomous vehicle systems face because they're so light. Nuno Vasconcelos, a visual computing expert at the University of California, San Diego, says bikes pose a complex detection problem because they're relatively small, fast, and heterogeneous. A car is basically a big block of stuff. All right, so you guys understand homogeneous versus heterogeneous? Sometimes when you guys get your tests back, like on your thyroid or your liver, right, it'll say a homogeneous mass or a heterogeneous mass. Homogeneous means it looks the same. Heterogeneous means it looks more spotty or it's not the same density throughout. So a car is a big, huge white or big, huge red or big, huge black pile of metal. A bicycle has less mass. So there could be much more variation, much more shapes, much more colors, things hanging off of them. You got the little light. I used to have those little dangly plastic thingies, you know, to make my bike look all pretty on my banana seat in a basket with a big 1960s daisy on it, even though I wasn't even around in the 1960s, but that was an old bike. And so, because that was my sister's bike and she's older than me. So there's a bunch of crap on the bike. And so I think it's messing up these cars. They say the detection rate for cars has outstripped that for bicycles in recent years. Most of the improvement has come from techniques whereby systems train themselves by studying thousands of images in which known objects are labeled. One reason for this is that most of the training is concentrated on images featuring cars with far fewer bikes. Are you still as blown away as I am that we can have cars that are going to be driving down the street without anybody? Really? Just because of GPS? So a kid who climbed a tree and then falls out of a tree right in front of your car, do you really think that car is going to be able to stop? Then somebody could say they doubt a human would stop as well. I don't know. I just don't think, I'm like freaked out about this. It's kind of a very scary day in medical news. Anyway, they say consider the deep 3D box algorithm. I was considering that, yeah. Presented by researchers at George Mason University and stealth mode robotic taxi developer Zoox, based in Menlo Park, California. I guess on an industry-recognized benchmark test, which challenges vision systems with 2D road images, the deep 3D box. I know, there's something weird about that deep 3D box. It sounds like something like, yeah, something dirty. Identifies 89% of cars. Sub-70% car spotting scores prevailed just a few years ago. So it's already now up to 89%. Okay, but here's the problem. What these car companies don't realize is we don't want 89.8% success, right? Or 91.7% accuracy. We want 100% accuracy. The second one of these cars hits somebody, or as we've had one death, driver death, I guess he was watching Harry Potter and a truck hit him. Okay, one, the whole, it's done for. Right? The media is going to be all over it. So these car companies have to go for broke. They have to go for 100%. Even though humans have so much error, I mean, I forget what the percentage is from you driving from home to work, you getting home safely. Right? But it's 89% isn't good enough. They say deep 3D box is among the best when it comes to bicyclist-oriented bikes, but it only spots 74% of the bikes in the benchmarking test. And though it could orient over 88% of the cars on the test images, it scores just 59% for the bikes. And listen, I'm a driver, and I love the fact when the bicyclists, you know, are in the bike lane. Remember bike lanes started in, what, the 80s? Maybe early 80s, late 70s? Where certain new developments, when they were building, would offer bike lanes. But those were like the new developments in the Southwest. All right? So you see a lot of bike lanes in the Southwest. You don't really see a lot of bike lanes back east. They have to use the sidewalk. And if there's a bunch of people on the sidewalk, the bicyclist is like, pedestrian first, I'm going to go out in the street. And if the street has a bunch of potholes and it's a narrow street, that's a problem. Alright, so, they say further studies, meanwhile, are coming via high-definition maps, such as Israel-based Mobilized Road Experience Management System. These maps offer computer vision algorithms a head start in identifying bikes, which stand out as anomalies from pre-recorded street views. Ford Motor says highly detailed 3D maps are at the core of the 70 self-driving test cars that it plans to have driving on roads this year. So, if you make a bike look like an anomaly, okay, maybe the car is going to just stop just to be safe. Put all these elements together and one can observe some pretty impressive results. So basically what they're going to do is they're going to try to put all their technology together from what it sounds like and see if they can figure out, you know, what's a bicycle versus not. For those of you who ride bikes, I would just still, like, you know, if you think you see a self-driving car, just get the hell out of the way. I wouldn't even mess with it, okay? These things scare the hell out of me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Linfield College student claims he lost his eye in a hazing incident and has filed an $8.3 million lawsuit against the school and the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity. Kellen Johansson claims he participated in a hazing ritual last February in which he was pressured to drink alcohol while underage and run naked through campus. Oh my gosh, that stinks. In the olden days when you hazed, the worst thing that could happen is a couple girls that might have been standing in the corner giggle. Okay, there were, you know, not a lot of people could flash photo that quickly. Now, everybody has cameras. Oh, man, no fraternity for me or sorority. I don't know what they do in sororities. My guess, it's mean. So during his run, the fraternity chapter's president lit a firework, and that exploded and hit his right eye. Despite months of treatment, his eye was removed and was fitted with a prosthetic. This lawsuit claims the event has left Johansson permanently disfigured and will impair his future earnings and career prospects. I don't know if even $8.3 million would touch it. It also seeks reimbursement for his mother's travel costs related to his treatment. Oh, his mother. Woo! If I was that boy's mama, oh, I would be furious. I would be furious. Oh, boy. The fraternity has denied the allegations but said Johansson was not injured at an official function. But during a late-night informal gathering of three individuals, the fraternity counters that Johansson was repeatedly told to step away from the firework, but continued to approach it with his cell phone for a recording. Ah, the allegations of hazing are simply not accurate with respect to the incident at issue, and the chapter disputes the allegations as stated. Johansson had been a member of Pi Kappa Alpha for almost a year at the time of the incident, and the fraternity claims video evidence of the incident was deleted. The fraternity has been placed on probation 2 months prior to the alleged incident for alcohol-related infractions, and Johansson's also claims the school should have known that they were going to continue violating the rules. This is horrible. This is bad. So it's a terrible accident, according to Linfield College, and they said, fortunately, our student has been able to continue his studies, and we look forward to him returning to campus and successfully finishing his degree. The college does prohibit all forms of hazing. That's tough. You know, you're reading this and you're like, all right, this is a slam dunk. He should win this and he should win more. And then you have the other side say, nope, there's no evidence. Well, there's no evidence. How's he going to prove it? There's got to be witnesses. There's got to be somebody who has some sort of video. But then again, on a college campus, these kids may be too afraid to say something. So they may have it on, so I guess Facebook's going to have to get involved in case somebody actually put this on Facebook, in case they have the image. But wow, that's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.